I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Authorities in cities across the globe are dealing with offshoots of the Occupy Wall Street movement. In many places, tensions are rising as police move to clear protesters from public areas. In London, the tensions rose another notch today. A senior cleric at the historic St. Paul's Cathedral resigned. Giles Fraser was canon chancellor of the cathedral, which draws tourists from all over. The World's Laura Lynch reports.
As the double-decker buses roar past, the tourists still flock to the plaza in front of the majestic, towering white walls of St. Paul's Cathedral. But the doors to the church that played host to the wedding of Prince Charles and Diana are closed, closed for the first time since the Blitz in 1940. So the curious visitors are snapping photos of the tense city that's forced the shutdown. For almost 2 weeks, protesters have camped outside the 300-year-old church after police prevented them from occupying the nearby stock exchange. Now the cathedral is poised to join with local officials to take legal action that might result in a forced eviction. And the decision to do that has caused one of their own, Giles Fraser, to resign.
I think the church should stand for the oppressed and the poor, but no, my red line on this issue was I don't believe the church should sanction any course of action that could lead to violence against the protesters.
Fraser says he stands firmly on the side of free speech. When the police first moved in against the protesters days ago, Fraser asked them to back off. But other church officials, including Reverend Rob Marshall, say it's time to consider going to court.
The city cannot be a campsite, certainly not forever, and so we have to go with a process. But we reiterate each and every day we want a peaceful, simple solution.
Amidst the tents, a man who calls himself Akira worries about what Fraser's resignation might mean.
I was very shocked because it means that maybe the church is going to take a stronger stance on eviction, and because he said himself that he was like drawing a line in the sand, he'd like only resign if they were really getting serious with top lawyers and really looking at eviction procedures. So it's very, very worrying.
Still, Akira and the other protesters are cheering Fraser's dramatic decision to step aside.
I would say he's our champion. He made a big sacrifice. I mean, he's lost his job.
If Fraser is a champion, the protesters may not like everything he says he's fighting for. He says the camp represents what he calls legitimate anger at the unfair distribution of wealth. But after repeatedly asking the protesters to move on voluntarily, Fraser also sounds fed up.
Now, the truth of the matter is the protesters are very good at saying what they're against. They're not terribly good at saying what they're for. And I think that really needs to be resolved in this whole Occupy movement. These people came to occupy the stock exchange. And in fact, they ended up occupying St. Paul's Cathedral. And that was a soft target for them to pick on.
Negotiations with the protesters have meant the cathedral will reopen tomorrow, with tents moved aside to allow pathways for visitors. But there's no sign they're ready to pack up and leave, at least not without the fight that Fraser fears is coming. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.